T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you. Fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website. And you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be here with you another Thursday night into Friday morning. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And so whether you're here in Georgia with me, whether you're in New York with our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, whether you're in California or Florida or Hawaii, I still haven't gotten my invite from any of our listeners. We get people call up from Hawaii all the time. Nobody's ever said, hey, JR, come visit. And where's the Hawaiian Tourism Board? I actually used to communicate with them. Where the hell they at? I go to everywhere. But anyway, I'm here with you right now. And that's all that damn matters for one more hour. You should know this by now if you want to communicate with me, regardless of where you're at. If you're capable of calling, you can. Phone lines work. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy night. Celtics stay alive against the Heat, forcing a game 6 down in Miami on Saturday night. The Dallas Stars, they stay alive as well against the Las Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals for the Stanley Cup playoffs. And they are forcing a Game 5 on Saturday night. And this has been a busy day in the sports world. All my boxing fans, Errol Spence Jr. is going to take on Terrence Crawford. That's going to go down July 29th in Las Vegas. I think I might need to pop up for that fight now that I'm thinking about it. Also in some other news, right before we went to break, we learned earlier today that Mr. New Contract with the Las Vegas Raiders, Jimmy Garoppolo, we know he had a broken foot. What we didn't know is that he had foot surgery and he's not currently active. He's not throwing the football, and his head coach, Josh McDaniels, is a comedian about his availability. Well, he's not here. Don't know when he's going to be here. He's rehabbing his injuries like all the other guys rehabbing their respective injuries. And the season isn't here for 100 days. Like, that's supposed to make anybody feel good about Jimmy Garoppolo. And then outside of Boston, you know, winning another game to avoid elimination, we learned that the NBA might actually, I don't want to say test out a rule, because it's not really a rule. They may hand out technical fouls in a free throw for flopping, and the NBA might test this as soon as summer league, and we just have to wait to see whether or not this is implemented or tested in the regular season later on this year. NBA trying to cut down on all of the acting from its players. We'll see. But that's for next year. I told you about what took place tonight. The Boston Celtics stay alive as we continue on here with this show. I do want to give you some more NFL news. Jameson Williams suspended for 6 games this season. Had some words with the media today surrounding his suspension for gambling. He says, "I am not a gambler. I am a football player." I'll play you some audio from there. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr this hour about the flopping issue and why he thinks it needs to change. And then, speaking of change, for all my friends in Wisconsin, all my friends in Milwaukee, it might take 7 years, maybe sooner. There's a change that doesn't need to take place. And this sounds just dirty to say. It's the Brewers potentially leaving Milwaukee? What? It's just a joke about politics. Just a bunch of people fighting over money. But we'll talk about that. So we got a lot to do. But first of all, let's show some love to the teams that won or they played a game. They won and they extended their season. Let's start off on the ice. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, where the nature boy Ric Flair, yes, he still travels, he still woos, he's still alive. He was also in Dallas with Mike Tyson. What a crowd that the Dallas Stars can attract, right? Well, let's listen to the final call from the Stars Radio Network, where they just delayed the inevitable. Tonight, they beat the Las Vegas Knights. Here's the final call.
Robertson on the right wing side got into the slot. Here's Hintz, drags it, saved by Hill. He's face down, the puck is loose. Up to Paskin and left side shot. Score! Pavelski, a one-timer! Joe Pavelski keeps the Dallas season alive and sends this series back to Vegas after a 3-2 Game 4 win.
Yeah, they did. Shep, you put Mike Tyson and Ric Flair in a suite. What the hell are these two guys talking about?
Being over the hill?
Oh, my God.
Sorry. It's true.
I mean, Ric Flair was older than him, and he almost died.
Right.
And then Mike Tyson, well, wait, I don't want to revisit that. I don't.
Good.
Just be careful about what you say about Iron Mike.
Well, he's running off the mouth a little bit too much about Jamie Foxx. Let's put it that way.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
What are you, TMZ?
I'm just saying he shouldn't be revealing some of the stuff he's revealing about Jamie Foxx, who was, you know, in production to basically portray Mike Tyson.
Oh, I'm not familiar what you're talking about. You want to share?
No, what I know is there was a biotopic that was coming out on Mike Tyson, and obviously the multifaceted world talent that Jamie Foxx is, he was going to be playing Mike Tyson in a biopic coming up. But obviously we know that there's some health issues that Jamie Foxx has been dealing with, and there's a lot of mystery surrounding it, and rightfully so. The family wants the privacy, and then it was Mike Tyson that was just spilling the beans because apparently he doesn't give a you-know-what about anybody, and he doesn't have any consequences as to what he says. He's been getting away with a lot for 30 years.
Well, my question to you was, what did Mike Tyson say? That's the question.
Oh, no, basically, the question, okay. To answer your question specifically, he inferred that Jamie Foxx had a stroke.
Yeah, that was something that was pretty much reported for, feel like, weeks now. So, it's Mike Tyson. What do you expect? I mean, you going to tell him something?
I mean, I would just say just respect, people's privacy, Mike, because I'm sure you would want people to respect yours.
Yeah, I think that was blown to smithereens more than 30, 35 years ago for Iron Mike. I don't know what the hell he and Ric Flair were talking about in that suite, but I'm sure I don't know if Mike doesn't drink. I think Mike smokes. And I know Ric Flair drinks. And Ric Flair might do a little bit of it all. And I think he's on his 10th life right now. So Ric Flair just enjoying it all. But they did see a Dallas Stars win. That's if they both were able to stay awake through the end of the game. Meanwhile, if you were in Boston, you stayed awake through the whole game. You You might be on a high tonight because they steamrolled the Miami Heat. They blew them out. 110-97 was the final score. Not indicative as to how the game went. At one point, the Celtics led by 24 points. Four out of the five starters for Boston had 20-plus points. Tatum, 21. Derek White, 24 points. Six threes. Marcus Smart, 23 points. And then you got Bam Adebayo with 16 and Jimmy Butler with 14 points. Derek White, especially that hot start to the game. The Celtics led after the first quarter 35-20. Derek White said, listen, man, we got a lot of rebounds to start the game off. We got a lot of loose balls. Derek White says, yeah, we played hard.
Just having that defensive mindset. We're able to get stops, which allowed us to get out and run and get good looks. So we got to have that mindset for the rest of the series.
Okay. Jimmy Butler spoke, and Jimmy Butler didn't sound too concerned. Jimmy Butler sounded positive that come Saturday night back in Miami that they're going to go to the NBA Finals. Listen to this.
What's the mindset now where the series stands?
We just got to play better, start the games off better on the starters, make it more difficult for them. They're in a rhythm since the beginning of the game, but we're always going to stay positive knowing that we can and we will win this series, and we'll just have to close it out at home.
Jimmy, to follow up on that, why is it that your confidence and the group's confidence remains so high given the way the last two games unfold?
Because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. And we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy correctable. We just got to come out and play harder from jump. So, like I always say, it's going to be all smiles. We're going to keep it very, very, very consistent, knowing that we are going to win the next game.
Wow. All right, let's see what happens. Miami trying to win and go to the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics, they're just trying to stay alive. 150 teams have gone down 0-3 in the NBA, in the NBA playoffs. These Celtics, they are the 15th team to force a Game 7. There have only been three teams down 0-3 who have forced a Game 7. This last happened in 2003. Mavs were up over the Blazers. The Blazers fought back, and the Mavs still knocked them out in seven games. 855-212-4CBS. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, to quote former President Ronald Reagan, so you say there's a chance. You're darn tootin', I'm saying there's a chance for the Celtics. I mean, history may not dictate it, but the regular season series, that's the Celtics were 57-25. The Heat were 44-38, so that's a 13-point difference. So, yes, there's a chance, and we'd be very, very honest if we said that there's a good chance. Both of us would be. I just feel sorry for the Denver team because they have to wait 9 days, and it's absurd. It's bizarre. They're going to be coated with rust. Their timing is going to be off. You're sluggish. You know, it's just too bad that they just can't start right away immediately. You know, in the old days, they used to start right away immediately. And imagine if the Heat swept the Celtics, how long do you have to wait till June the 1st? And look at hockey. Hockey, the final start on June the 3rd. Imagine
We know the Panthers aren't supposed to be here. Anyway, and you never know coming off of these long breaks, you know, how things will go. There's no exact science to it. The Denver Nuggets will certainly have some type of benefit to get some time and some rest off, or they may be able to take advantage of maybe the Celtics and the Heat beating the hell out of each other, or to your point, they might be rusty. There's only one way to figure that out, and that's to see what takes place next Thursday. Alan, appreciate you for calling from Toronto,
I'd like to address the I'd like to address the Milwaukee Brewers. Manfred said,
let me address it first, and then we can get to it, Alan, okay?
Sure, I'll call you back. I got lots of time to call you back. We'll discuss it later.
Do you?
On. Okay.
Wait, you're not coming back to America? When are you coming back to visit America?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be coming back. Going to be going to the Indy 500 this weekend, so it's I'll be there.
Look at you. Are you driving?
Yeah, I'm a free spirit, and I go anywhere and everywhere, so I'm a free spirit.
Okay. All right, make sure you get some rest on the drive. How many hours is that for you? 9, 10?
You can do it in 8 hours from here. You can do it in about 8 hours. If you just drive steady and you don't stop anywhere, you just stop for gas, you can do it in 8 hours. But I'm going to take about 9 or 10 hours.
You don't get food?
Yeah, you have to get food. You have fast food everywhere in the gas station and places
food.
Like that. So.
Oh, yep. Wow. Okay, well, how fast do you drive in your vehicle, Alan?
I go about 70 to 75 miles an hour, just a little bit more than the speed limit. It's not too bad. I've never been pulled over. People are passing me. Sometimes I'm going 80 and the cars are passing me.
Okay. You be safe out there, Alan. Have a good time, okay?
Yeah, sure. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Okay. Thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. Hey, Shep, you want to get in the car with Alan?
I wouldn't mind, actually.
Okay. All right. You got headphones?
I tell you what, I would learn a lot about a lot of things from Alan.
And then you might fall asleep.
Well, no. That would be Joe Mazzulla in the same car.
Oh, man. Joe Mazzulla. What? Joe Mazzulla, would he be driving?
Well, no. If I was in a car with Joe Mazzulla, I would fall asleep trying to force conversation with him. Every time I would bring something up, he'd finish an answer in 4 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be in a car with him at all. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard Alan. He referenced the Milwaukee Brewers. And there are certain franchises and teams where you just go, you associate the team with the city. It might be one of the most standout things about the entire city. And the Brewers in Milwaukee, it just, I don't want to say like peanut butter and jelly, but it's like beer in a bar. It just goes together. There's a chance in a few years that the Brewers are not in Milwaukee. I'll explain on the other side of the break. And then also, I'll let you hear from everybody's favorite commissioner. No, it's not Roger Goodell. You'll hear from Rob Manfred about this. And his answer about, well, this is something else that you could put in the Rob Manfred says something stupid catalog. You'll hear it on the other side of the break. I also want you to hear from a Detroit Lions player who was suspended for gambling. He said didn't know the rules. We'll talk about it all. Plus your calls. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, right before we went to break, I did tell you about the Milwaukee Brewers, and this isn't anything for anyone to just jump up and be overly concerned about right now. But I think it is a reminder of just how, at least publicly facing, and how insensitive Rob Manfred is as a commissioner. He's a shrewd businessman. He's a lawyer first and foremost. He's looking out for the owners. He's looking out for the cash. And if he has to say ridiculous things in front of the fans or to the media, and he's going to do it. And I don't think he has any care there. It's a lot of manipulation that always goes on And that's in the case with any commissioner. His just doesn't come across as fan-friendly ever. And so we know the Milwaukee Brewers are an institution. If I say Milwaukee, a few things that come to mind right out of the gate. You might think about beer, you might think about the Bucks, and most certainly, I would think most people across the country would go, the Brewers. Because they've been there since 1970. They started off in Seattle as the Pilots, and they pretty much ran into the ground financially after one season. And then some guy named Bud Selig said, okay, I'll buy him out of bankruptcy, and boom, you got the Brewers. They have yet to make an appearance in the World Series. After being here for, they lost in the World Series of 82. They have yet to win it. They've been around for 55 years now, been to the playoffs 8 times. A lot of those times have come more recently. And so the Brewers are an institution, and people are waiting on them to finally get that World Series win. I'm sorry. I think my friends in Milwaukee, they may also want to forget this if you can remember it. They lost in 7 games to the Cards. But here's the deal. They have been in Miller Park, now American Family Field, for the better part of 20-plus years. Place opened up in the year 2001. And, okay, fine. I remember when it opened up, they got a slide for Bernie the Brewer. And now I guess the place is old, right? It's going to need $430 million in renovations over the next 20 years. Here's the deal. Rob Manfred and the Brewers, they would love for the government to pay the bill. And when we say the government pay the bill, that would mean the local taxpayers. And so Rob Manfred, he actually showed up in Milwaukee and he spoke to the media and he pretty much started to hint that, yeah, well, if we can't get this agreement done, if there's no money to help renovate the stadium, then we might have to move the Brewers. The Brewers have a lease with the stadium through the year 2030. And if they were having, or if they would have an agreement for the next 20 years to get this place fixed up, the lease would then extend to the year 2043. If you want to listen to Rob Manfred and how much of a jerk he can be, I want you to listen to this question from a reporter. Why? Why should the taxpayers, why should they pay for the renovations to the stadium? Listen to this answer from everyone's favorite commissioner, Rob Manfred.
Commissioner, beyond 2030, why should the people of Milwaukee and the people of Wisconsin pay to maintain and upgrade the stadium as opposed to hiring cops, firefighters, and maintaining schools?
Yeah, the choices that are made between, you know, the various ways that public funds can be spent are choices that legislators have to make. What I can say is that this ballpark is an asset. I think the Brewers are interested in a long-term relationship, an extension of lease that keeps them here. Major League Baseball provides great economic activity in all of its markets, especially in a market where you draw like this market does. And so it's not just an expense item. It's an investment in keeping Milwaukee a Major League city.
Okay. Yeah, we want to keep Milwaukee a Major League city. And then he started to evoke the name of the Oakland Athletics, who as soon as the next month could be voted on to leave Oakland and go to Vegas. And so I don't know if that's the example that you necessarily want to use. Do I think the Brewers are going to leave Milwaukee in 5 to 7 years? No, I don't think so. Are we going to see the Brewers bled out of Milwaukee the same way that the Oakland Athletics were basically bled out of Oakland? No, I don't think so. And if that were to be the case, it would just really be an embarrassment. Total embarrassment. Similar to what's going on right now with the Oakland A's, who, yeah, if you want to move them to Vegas, then so be it. But the process and how the fans have gotten slapped in the face along the way, it's not a damn thing positive about that. And so nothing to worry about right now or this moment, but even Major League Baseball threatening this publicly to cause, you know, local fan outrage, I think most people would see through it. I mean, yeah, sure, the Brewers are an institution. They belong in Milwaukee. But why you got to threaten the fans? Like, who's giving Rob Manfred PR advice? James Dolan? James Dolan is like, well, if New York State wants to take away my liquor license because I'm a jerk for booting out fans and putting up barriers, then, well, I'll just not serve the alcohol myself. And then the fans can get mad at the liquor authority. Like, why do the fans always got to be pawns in these situations? Because they think the fans always the latest sucker on the block. It's really terrible. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rob Manfred really is the worst. Especially when you put a microphone in front of this guy. Called the World Series trophy a piece of tin. Was going through COVID and just pretty much crapped on everybody. He's the worst. Desi is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Desi?
Hey, JR. I'm just calling to ask your opinion on the Texans rebuild. You know, I'm 22 years old. I've been watching the Texans since I was as young as I can remember. And, you know, I've done seen history repeat itself so many times, and I just feel like as a fan, frustrated fan, you know, now graduating college, seeing them, you know, going through another rebuild in the last 20 years since the inception of the franchise. And I'm, right. You know, I'm just wondering, you know, what is your opinion, and do you think the Texans have what it takes, you know, the pieces they have now to establish a culture? And, you know, I know, you know, the past 3 years, it's been all about, you know, oh, we need to change the culture. And what does that exactly mean, you know, like to rebuild a winning franchise? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Desi, for calling from Houston. This is where it starts. And I'd be lying out my teeth if I told you I knew the ins and outs of the Texans, because why the hell would I want to sit down and watch them over the past few years? I actually go to Houston quite a bit. I pop in most times during the football season. And so, yeah, I'm forced to sit down and watch them when I'm in Texas. And I have them on in the background. And typically I'm watching and I'm going, this is a waste of time. Why is Lovie Smith coaching the team? You know, why is David Culley out here coaching the team? Over the past couple of seasons, they have been nothing but placeholders to now actually have someone in that they respect. Okay, so when you ask me about culture and what does culture mean, culture means having somebody like D'Amico Ryans who is loved, adored, appreciated in the organization and who's going to be respected even though he hasn't even coached a minute, a second, or a down. What's going to be the biggest thing here for the Houston Texans going forward? It's C.J. Stroud. And I would even say what's going to be more important going into this upcoming season for the Houston Texans is also Damian Pierce, because they're going to have to run that guy into the ground so you don't rely upon C.J. Stroud to go out there and just throw the rock a million trillion times. And so, yeah, this is not going to be the smoothest season, I believe, for the Houston Texans. It's a start. It's a rebuild. But I think the biggest portion of it is, the most important part, you're going to have a coach there that's not just a babysitter. He's not just occupying the spot for the next guy. He is the guy. And I think the Houston Texans are in a good spot to grow. And all of my folks out there down in Houston deserve it. Because what they've been getting is crap. 855-212-4CBS. Nick is here from Atlanta.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. You're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Well, my thing is that the way the Major League Baseball is what they're trying to do, especially with the teams, is, well, we'll have another place to go. So Nashville might come into the play. So well, if you don't want to pay for the stadium upgrades, we have a nice new place that we can go to. And Nashville would love to have a Major League Baseball team.
I think there are a few cities that would love to pick up additional or new sports teams, and Nashville certainly being one of them. I just don't believe that the way that baseball has handled this in any relocation over the past few years is fair to the fans. It's more than a slap to the face. It's public politics. This is why it's always hilarious when people say, well, I don't want sports in my politics, and I want to watch sports, and everything that has to do with the event that you watch, there are politics involved, and it's unescapable. And there's no bigger example of this when the teams and the leagues lobby for taxpayer dollars to just keep the team there. And who's paying for it? You're paying for it. And so we have to see how this plays out. It just never sits well with me when, you know, the fans are getting spit at in the face. I don't think fans are that ignorant. And thank you, Nick, for calling from Atlanta. But you don't have to tap dance on everybody's face just to say, well, if you or the government or the elected officials don't pay for it, we're leaving. Like, who runs a business like that? Baseball does. Maybe that's why they got some of the issues that they do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we'll talk about Jameson Williams. We'll hear from Steve Kerr, who wants the NBA to eliminate flopping. We got a lot to do before we roll.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, I just want to say I've been listening to your show for the last few months, and I really enjoyed listening to you speak. So thanks for taking my call.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Before we roll out, there are a few things that, and this is not the Brewers in Milwaukee, but there's a couple of things in the world of sports that are trying to be managed. In the NBA, it's flopping. In the NFL, they're trying to just tamper down and keep the gambling at bay within parameters. And so we've heard from Davante Adams earlier in the show, you know, yeah, I'm happy to be a Raider. But I want you to hear from another wide receiver in the league right now. This is Jameson Williams. He was picked 12th last year in the draft. He only played 6 games. You might recall he tore his ACL in the national championship game against the Bulldogs while playing for Alabama. Well, we learned not too long ago, a few weeks ago, he's facing a 6-game suspension for gambling. And pretty much what took place was that he was gambling at the team facility, but he wasn't betting on NFL games. He reportedly was gambling and betting on college games at the facility, which is a no-no. According to NFL league policy, NFL players and personnel cannot bet on NFL games. They can't bet on the draft. They can't bet on any league-related activities under any circumstance. They also can't place a bet while at a team facility or on team-related travel. And so I'd say a word of advice: if you're going to bet, stay away from betting on the NFL. If you're going to bet on the NBA or college or baseball or boxing or whatever the case might be, FanDuel, do it in your house, bro. Do it at your house. Do it at a friend's. Don't do it at the practice facility. Don't do it on the team plane. Stay away. And so even though Jameson Williams did not, you know, place a bet on an NFL team or game, he's done. He's going to be out for 6 games. But he's still able to participate in all off-season and preseason activities. We just won't see him until week seven. And so today he spoke to the media and he said, I wasn't even familiar with the rules. I found out about the suspension the day before it was announced. Take a listen. This is what he had to say.
It hit me out the blue, and it hit a couple other players around the league and on my team out the blue. I wasn't aware of this situation, but as it happened, like I said, I took it on the chin. I was ready to move forward as things moved on. I got the consequences, so that's been my whole plan moving forward from things.
Yeah, and as it's been said via his own coach, Dan Campbell, yeah, we're taking time to educate the whole team. I'm sure this is a point of emphasis all over the NFL right now. Nobody wants to see their star, their superstar player out because they needed to place a parlay bet on FanDuel. You know, we all saw what took place with Calvin Ridley, former Atlanta Falcon, now Jacksonville Jaguar. He was suspended the entire 2022 season. He was placing parlay bets on the Hard Rock Sportsbook mobile app while he was away from the team. He was traded to the Jaguars last November, and Trevor Lawrence has a new weapon to throw the rock to. And I don't know if this is a misstep from the NFLPA, Players Association, but the next player who decides to place a bet or is suspended, I don't know if they're going to get the same type of grace with this mistake. And it's also been reported the NFL is currently investigating a few other players. And so let's see who unfortunately might be up next. The NBA, I mentioned Steve Kerr. The NFL is trying to keep gambling out. In the NBA, they're trying to bring down the flopping. We've seen some epic flops here in the postseason. I think no better than LeBron James and Nikola Jokic exchanging flops. And then Steve Kerr. I mean, while the Lakers were taking on the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr is trying to talk about the flopping. And Darvin Ham is saying, oh, man, you Golden State Warriors are a bunch of complainers. We just go out there and play. And it was reported earlier Thursday, that the NBA is actually entertaining the idea of handing out technical fouls and a free throw for flops. Now, who's going to judge what a flop is or is not? That is really a judgment call. What are we going to do? Stop the clock to go look at the footage after a potential flop? That'd be a whole waste of time there. But Steve Kerr, he talked about this a few weeks ago. In just relation to his international coaching with FIBA, he says, they do it. We can do it too.
You know, what I've learned coaching in FIBA has a great rule. There's a flop rule. And if a referee deems that a player has flopped, they just call a technical foul, and it's pretty penalizing. And so the flopping has basically been eliminated from FIBA. And we have the ability to do the same thing in the NBA if we want. I think we should address it because the players are so smart. And the entire regular season is about gamesmanship and, you know, trying to fool the refs. And this is how it's been for a while. And it's up to us as a league. Do we want to fix this? Because if not, we'll just get the, the Chris Paul swipe through at half court when you're, you know, in the bonus. And for some reason, we're shooting two free throws at a critical time of a playoff game. When nothing has happened, nobody's gained an advantage. So these are all things that my personal plea to the NBA. You know, I think we can do better in terms of cleaning up the flopping.
I wouldn't mind it. I really want to know. So they're entertaining testing this in summer league. I don't know how many dudes fighting for their jobs are going to just flop all over the place, especially if they know the rule is there. And that might be the point. Maybe it will eliminate flopping where we don't have judgment calls. You know, nothing that I think any NBA fan wants to see is a stoppage of play because the referee said so-and-so, let's say James Harden flopped, and now James Harden says no, and now they got to go out there and give us a video replay of some silly-ass flop. I certainly hope that isn't the case. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. As we get ready to wrap up, we know that the Miami Heat, they're not trying to flop. Like, they are going to hope to go down. They expect to go down to Miami on Saturday night and pick up this victory to just go meet the Nuggets in the finals. We heard from Jimmy Butler, ridiculously confident earlier on in the show, and Bam Adebayo pretty much said the same. He says, we are not going to quit. We aren't going to lose confidence.
Why would we lose confidence? When we started this journey, nobody believed in us. Everybody thought we was going to be out the first round. Everybody thought we was going to be out the second round. And now we're here one game away. So for us, man, we've always had confidence, and that's not going to go away.
Okay. You know what? A matter of fact, let's hear from Jimmy Butler. He sounds even more confident.
What's the mindset now where the series stands?
We just got to play better, start the games off better on the starters, make it more difficult for them. They're in a rhythm since the beginning of the game, but we're always going to stay positive, knowing that we can and we will win this series, and we'll just have to close it out at home.
Jimmy, to follow up on that, why is it that your confidence and the group's confidence remains so high given the way the last two games unfold?
Because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. And we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy correctable. We just got to come out and play harder from jump. So, like I always say, it's going to be all smiles. We're going to keep it very, very, very consistent, knowing that we are going to win the next game.
Okay. Sounds like a guarantee to me. See if they get the job done at home in Miami.
I've heard guarantees from him before, and he's fallen flat. So,
I'm sorry?
I've heard guarantees from him before, and he's fallen flat. So I don't expect anything different.
Well, let's see. Well, that's why they play the games. Let's see what they can do on Saturday night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That takes place on Saturday night. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're going to have a lot to get into involving this game. I do want to bring up the flopping issue again tomorrow. Let's see if Rob Manfred says anything else stupid between now and then. And maybe he won't, you know, maybe publicly talk about moving another MLB team. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You be safe, be well, be smooth. Have a good night. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is coming up next.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.